Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Everybody, this is CJ Martas, and you're listening to the Angel Connection on Friday, August 10th. Up for discussion this week is the truth about our subconscious mind. And to me, this is a very important subject for us to explore together this evening, so I'm looking forward to it. As I do every week, I'll start by sharing the inspiring story, the much celebrated angel message. Thank you to the Seraphim every week for that. And after discussion of our topic, I'll open up the phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. And due to the number of callers each week, I'm so sorry if I can't get to everyone. But the good news in September is we'll be moving to an hour format, so we'll have time for more readings, right? So put that on your calendars if you've been trying to get in, and I appreciate your patience. So here's some prayer requests that we have this week. And before I go into those, it's just, you know, it's been a lot of energy moving, you know, and just an incredible week. And I always look forward to the show because go, go, go all week, and then I just kind of get to glide into Fridays. So TGIF to everybody out there, and thanks so much again for supporting the show. So let's please offer prayers for David, who's been in the hospital with heart and kidney issues. Please pray for Sherry's brother, Mike, who is currently having a health crisis with cancer. I'd just like all of us to pray for his health to return quickly. Please pray for Barb and her mother, Bev, who is 81 and is transitioning from the human world right now. So we just ask the angels to help Barb and to guide Bev to her next phase of the journey. Remember that you can send in your prayer request to me via email or on Facebook. Well, I have a short, inspiring story this week, guys. And it actually caught my eye. You know how, you know, good journalists, I guess, put a little hook in there in the very beginning. So it says, an act of kindness by a stranger at a grocery store may save a life, says a local mother of two. So I was like, ooh, okay, let me look at that. So what this family was doing is trying to raise money for breast cancer research. So Liliana and her family had been in the heat of the day. And, you know, here in Missouri, we have been really, I just started to imagine our heat trying to be out there raising money for breast cancer awareness. We've been running in the 105 range, which is kind of unheard of. And I was talking to somebody about the heat and said, I think I'm losing brain cells because they're flying out of my head. So they did this barbecue, and they had been selling sausages, hot dogs, chips for 8 solid hours in the heat. And so after all of this time in the heat, they start getting packed up, and they had a silver box that had the donations in there. And so Liliana and her two sons and her friends, you know, kind of got everything all packed up, and they're ready to go. And so they're getting ready to pull out, and a man pulls up in his car next to her and asked if a silver box left resting on stacked bags of soil outside of the store where they were out in the front of belonged to her. And somehow they had left the box sitting and had not packed it. So instead of somebody going, ooh, a box of cash, he drives up there, and this is what she says. This guy just literally pulls up next to my window and says, are you leaving? And I said, well, yeah, we're all packed up and we're leaving. And then he said, well, there's a silver box over there. Is that yours? And then she said, I broke into tears, literally, because I was so exhausted. And then all I could say was, you're my angel. So the lady never, you know, never got the name of the kind man that pointed out they were about to leave the money. And so the $246 that they raised in that 8 hours is going toward a goal for the Susan G. Komen 3-day 60-mile walk. You might have heard this going on here. So good job of this person. And how did he know it was theirs? So I always get curious about those things. So, but just as you know, we can all be angels for people around us. Okay, so here is the angel message of the week for August 10th, everyone. Dear ones, this week will be a great time for you to practice the art of allowing. In your daily life experiences, you have a choice of whether to allow or inhibit yourself. You may not make this choice in a conscious manner, but this week will support your ability to see where you limit yourself and where you do not. When you think of something that you desire to do, how often do you tell yourself, well, I can't do that, or I should really do this instead? How often do you not give yourself permission to dream or even create more joy for yourself? Without even realizing it, you could be limiting yourself and your available choices. When you realize deeply that you're an evolving person with a lot to share and a lifetime to experience new things, you can tap into the power of simply allowing. When you allow, you suspend self-judgment and get out of your own way. Try something different this week and open yourself to allowing whatever can be to become manifest. Trust your inner wisdom to guide you appropriately. It is your conscious mind that comes up with these objections or reasons why you cannot do something you really feel you need to. It's your conscious mind that can limit you in these numerous ways. Yet the feeling or urge to do something in particular arises from your subconscious mind. Do not be at odds with your subconscious whenever it guides you toward a particular experience by pushing that message away or rationalizing why you shouldn't do it. Following the path of greater understanding in your life requires an inner harmony between your conscious will and your subconscious wisdom. Creating harmony can be done as easily as realizing the importance of your subconscious wisdom to guide you more. Whenever you get a sudden thought to take an action, listen to it and take the next step on your journey. You will have a divided self on your spiritual path if you discard your instinctual responses to whatever is happening in your life. A divided self can only see in one direction, rather than having an entire 360 view of your experiences. When you see the entire view, then you can make wise choices or even come up with solutions to problems that you didn't realize were there before. We often tell you that you have everything you need for your journey. We know that you may not believe this in your heart, but each human being is equipped with both a conscious and subconscious mind for an important reason. And that reason is to allow you to more efficiently process whatever is occurring in your life. If you have a conscious direction you're trying to go that may be bad for you, then your subconscious may try to get your attention in order for you to change course. If you use the conscious mind, then you can easily create more only the conscious mind, then you can easily create more suffering in your life by taking a wrong turn. If you only use the subconscious mind, then you would find life to be a whirlwind of just reactions without any understanding. Both are required to navigate well on your journey. They are symbiotic and meant to work together to achieve your goals and dreams. Many days are approaching later this year where you will need both these areas to work together in balance. Allowing both the conscious and the subconscious to work together will help you accomplish so much more and have more of what you deserve. So this week, practice allowing yourself to use everything you have within you so you can see the truth of your life in greater detail. Whenever you need us to help, we're only a thought away. We wish to tell you that we believe in your ability to overcome, expand, and create greater happiness for yourself and others. You are doing so well to see the truth of your power and embrace it fully, and this makes us very, very happy. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow, okay, so they're kind of in alignment this week, right, with our topic this evening. And I think they try to do that. But I really like that. So let's try this week. Let's just allow ourselves to be. I like that. So, you know, over the years, I've taught about the subconscious mind in a variety of ways. You know, and recently I kind of had an aha moment, really to see the subconscious and how it truly serves us in our life. And I think sometimes when we're talking about the subconscious, it can kind of get a bad reputation because we often feel it gets in the way, you know, by triggering our defenses, emotions, and everything. But in actuality, we really need to develop less of aversion to our subconscious. Where some of the topic came from, really, you know, I was watching a show on the Science Channel. Everyone knows that I'm definitely a geek when it comes to these things. But they talked heavily about what they're discovering, these scientists, as they study the regions of our brain that govern the subconscious. To put it in a nutshell, they determined that when we are tasked with something that has greater consequences, if we're wrong, that they found that the subconscious mind comes up with the answers much more quickly and accurately than our conscious mind may. For our discussion tonight, I'd like to first make the distinction before we talk about, for those that may not be familiar with, the subconscious and conscious mind. So our subconscious is an aspect of our mental life that is separate from our immediate consciousness. It's not subject to recall at will. It's kind of characterized by latent or unretrieved memories or a lot of stimuli that are just, you know, too weak or don't need to enter into an individual's conscious awareness. So some of those characteristics are, you know, our automatic responses may not be logical or reasonable to the conscious part of mind of ourselves. Defense you against harm, support does very much support the conscious thinking part of the mind. All the memory is stored there. You know, you hear me talk about the Akashic record. Obviously, the subconscious is directly connected to all of that. And so they say, I don't know how accurate this is, but 90% of our consciousness, or I would say at least a little over half probably, sounds probably closer to me, but it depends on the person. But this high percentage, of course, is the subconscious. Of course, the conscious mind is part of our mind that does all the processing of information, organizes, analyzes, access, plans. It's the logical, reasonable, you know, part of ourselves that can change its point of view at will. And so the conscious mind is kind of the freedom, you know, of our choices. So the characteristics is that it has these desires, needs to understand, which is a big one, can create, you know, intention through its, the will, makes choices, processes logically. And according to some of the sources, it's only 10% of our mind. So, but, you know, the subconscious, guys, is just so very powerful. It creates our emotions often independently of the input of the conscious mind. And this can explain why emotions can appear pretty irrational or what we call inappropriate. You know, why we can wake up in the morning grumpy or anxious and find ourselves completely and happy and optimistic at lunchtime without the fact that logically anything has really changed. Yet we often get consciously upset with the fact that we're emotional because we don't understand why. But one of the major tasks of the subconscious is to help us define ourselves and make sense of the world. It uses emotions, memories, core values, beliefs as filters to sift through an otherwise overwhelming amount of information we are exposed to, and then condense it to a size that can, you know, be comprehensible to the conscious mind. And in addition, you know, the subconscious oversees all the functions of the body. I'm real glad, guys, that we don't have to regulate our heart rate, breathing, kidney functions, digestion. I mean, can you imagine that if we had to consciously operate the trillions of cells in our body, you know? And if we had to, it would make even movements like walking, you know, and things like that difficult for us if we had to, you know, be consciously aware of it. And along those lines, you know, have you ever noticed that you can't really recall how you drove yourself to work or how you were eating the sandwich while watching TV? Well, the subconscious mind takes control of these automatic movements and patterns without our conscious awareness. When you consider how much time you spend thinking about the past or future without paying attention to the present moment, and you're still able to avoid, you know, accidents and get things done, you know, you might be able to appreciate the amazing abilities and potentials of your subconscious mind. You know, considering its vast responsibilities, it makes sense that the root causes of, you know, emotional, physical problems reside in the subconscious. For example, unexpressed and unresolved memories and emotions that are stored within the subconscious, they can create, you know, negative limiting filters and lead to a lot of chronic issues, you know. And so what is going on, you know, in the subconscious also we have to pay attention to. But often we don't know what's going on in the subconscious until we have an emotional response to something. It's like the subconscious saying, hey, you know what, you've got this issue under there. So, but I think for the conscious mind, you know, it's difficult for us to understand when we have something that seemingly comes out of nowhere. But that's because, you know, most of us would like to say, you know, I am in control of myself. You know, my behavior is control. But we really have very little control on what we do. And I think that sometimes creates an aversion to the subconscious because it seems out of control, right? But, you know, we are driven to behave the way we do. And, you know, there's things that we need to learn along the way. But I think that we get caught sometimes because we don't like to feel that way, do we? We like to feel like, oh, I'm calm, cool, collected, and I got a good beat on things. You know, I think when we were more primitive, we probably trusted our subconscious to keep us safe. And I believe, you know, with all of our advances, this is a thought that occurred to me, you know, our conscious will became much more valuable, right? We have goals, we have dreams, you know, technology advances, we get the industrial age, you know, all these things, the internet, you know, all of these things. So I think that what we need to do then is return or steer ourselves back to realizing that we have a subconscious mind that's very powerful and that we need to trust it a lot more to steer us. And when we trust our subconscious to guide us, it can give us whatever we most need. When we don't trust ourselves, we're subject really to getting stuck and frustrated in our inability to resolve, you know, important traumatic issues. I read this story, for example, you know, during a seminar, this participant stood up and asked, I know that there is a sleeping giant within me and I have infinite potential. Well, how do I awaken the giant and unleash this potential? So the presenter says, good question, but first of all, my question to you is, what is that sleeping giant anyway? Well, the participant stood there kind of dumbfounded and said, well, I never thought of this question. I guess I don't know. Well, the truth is, a sleeping giant within you is your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is so much more powerful at times because of its access to this underlying information than your conscious mind. So I guess, you know, to unleash the sleeping giant within, we have to realize that it's already there. We already have an internal compass. We already have these qualities, you know, in our lives, right there. Just like the angel said, right? We have these two things to help us, our heartbeat and everything, but they're meant to work together. They're meant to be a system like the yin and yang, right? So I think if we start to look at the subconscious in that way, we may indeed find that, you know, we can navigate a lot better. I think it's Tony Robbins, which everybody kind of knows who he says all personal changes must take place at the subconscious level. To have permanent change in our lives, we must change the thinking of our subconscious mind. We all might be going, well, how do I do that? I don't know what it's thinking. I don't know what it's doing. But there are ways, and in fact, you may have already done affirmations, things like that. That is absolutely working, you know, with the subconscious. So your subconscious loves to, you know, to do work while your body performs other tasks that are easier, you know. And I think this can be proven very easily by asking how many good ideas do you have while you're driving or in the shower. It's when you're relaxed yet slightly distracted. Your mind does often at its best because we're not pulling and pushing against the subconscious trying to reveal these things to us. So here are some things that I think would be very helpful moving forward, you know, for three different things to kind of direct your attention and work with the subconscious. So the first is that you can, you know, make requests of the subconscious. And this is kind of a three-step request that you can make to your subconscious. It only takes about 5 minutes. Step one, before you turn out the light, close your eyes and take a minute to make a request to your subconscious. Could be anything. You could start small, make it open-ended. You know, you don't need to request things like, I want to be an astronaut by the end of the month. You know, I mean, your subconscious is pretty good, maybe not that good. The next step is take 2 minutes to visualize yourself actually able to do the thing that you want. Whether it's getting the motivation to jog before work or eating a healthy snack, you must visualize yourself doing the request that you asked of your subconscious. So let's just say, using this as an example, of jogging before work. So imagine yourself getting up a few minutes earlier than usual, putting on those exercise clothes and jogging shoes, heading out into the crisp air. Well, here in Missouri, wouldn't be very crisp right now. It's quite warm. Then you start jogging, you know, watching the sunrise over the buildings. The birds are chirping and you're feeling really good. The final step is, you know, take 2 minutes to imagine the feeling that will occur when you're able to accomplish that new thing. I think that, you know, when we try to imagine getting in the space of how we might feel. And so, you know, how do you feel when you walk back in front of your in your front door after a morning jog? Energized? Whatever feeling you want to achieve, imagine that you have already created this emotion inside yourself. Let it sink in and then go to sleep and let your subconscious do the rest of the work. Your subconscious mind really wants to help improve your life. You just have to really trust its vast resources and allow it to do its thing. And so when I was looking for these suggestions, I was like, wow, yeah, we could work with the subconscious when we go to sleep because the subconscious is still going while we're sleeping. Here was another good suggestion, I thought. Create a dream board. I'm very visual, so I kind of like this idea. You know, create a pictorial version of the goal that you want to achieve, you know, and paste it in a place maybe that you'll see every day. So a good place might be, you know, you're at a desk or, you know, on the windshield of your car or on your mirror, you know, or in the bathroom, wherever you want to put it. You know, and so a man named Earl Nightingale said, you know, the mind moves in the direction of our currently dominant thoughts. So really sort of surrounding yourself with those goals. And plus it could be fun to play in glue, right? And colors. I like to do that. Somebody asked me what I like to do with my spare time. I said color in a coloring book, if I could be honest. You know, and I think, you know, scientists would tell you that this method works during the dream board because of what they call RAS, actually. It's called reticular activating system in our brain. And it's sort of that antenna radar that attracts things that we want to focus to us. And here's the last one. You know, write your goals every night just before you sleep. So maybe you have your dream journal. Maybe you don't. You just put this little pad next to your bed. And every night before you sleep, write down your top 5 goals. And just write them 20 times each. Or if you're really sleepy, just 10 times each, you know, and continue to repeat your goals in your mind until you fall asleep. And the reason for this exercise is really to dominate your mind with your goals, again, while the subconscious mind is the most active. And so, you know, all of these things, but, you know, it's like there's a lot of tools that we use out there, guys, and like affirmations, you know, all of these things are part of really working directly with the subconscious. But I really liked in the angel message, though, you know, that we simply need to understand it's a part of us that we should sort of welcome home and not go, why am I so emotional today? Or what's going on? You know, we kind of reject those out-of-control experiences. So I think one of the keys here in working with the subconscious is to see the truth of that inner wisdom. Know that you've already got it there. So sometimes we just got to get out of the way. I learned that a long time ago. Just get out of our own way. And that's truly, if we're rejecting part of ourselves, part of that consciousness, then we are definitely kind of getting in our own way. So, well, that's all I have to say about the subconscious, and it looks like I have a caller, so I'd like to welcome you to the Angel Connection. Welcome.
Hi, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, Hugh. How are you?
I'm in bliss.
Bliss is good. I like that.
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm resonating with it, and I actually created my own little strategy for my subconscious, and it's quite simple, but it's something that a lot of people don't really do, and if they did, they could transform their lives. And what I say is simply to get out of your head and into your heart, align your heart with the Creator, whoever you feel that may be, ask for divine guidance on a daily basis. You know, the big keys are to always be in gratitude no matter what your circumstances, even if they're horrible, it may be so that you can learn some lessons, and then to always take action. Just don't talk about things, because from taking the actions, that's where you truly learn and progress.
Well, I agree with you, and I thank you so much for sharing that, because I, you know, what I've been really with this topic, you know, is that we really need to come to harmony within ourselves. And so whatever that practice is to create, you know, create the cooperation between the two. Well, what can I do help you with, Hugh?
Well, I was told that you're doing readings. I just wanted to see if you could on anything related to my big mission and vision.
Okay. Well, you know, you have a lot of I see a number of guides around you. You have quite a team there. And so when you say mission, you almost said it too lightly here, I feel, because I think that, you know, what's beautiful about your mission and your purpose too is that it quite literally just sort of comes from the actions and the day-to-day experiences. And so what the angels tell me about your mission is that it's very much meant to be I'm trying to translate what they're saying. It's very much meant to be a very integral part of your life. In other words, the mission could be the person that you meet at the grocery store. The mission could also be your next-door neighbor and so on. They also tell me that you have a great gift of communication. So if you're not writing or blogging or, you know, maybe there's a book in the future for you, I think I see. There's a lot that you've learned a lot along the way, Hugh, and it would be very good if you could share that, you know, in a bigger way with people around you. I think that you have a great deal through your own experiences to share with people. So I'm pretty excited about your path. We need people who are out there, you know, on mission, you know, creating harmony within themselves and spreading it around. So I kind of see you like the spiritual Johnny Appleseed, if that makes sense.
It does, and if I can share my name, I'd like you and your listeners to see how accurate you were.
Okay.
It's Hugh, H-U-G-H, and the last name is Traulson, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N, like Nancy, and there's various things on the internet that you can see. There's a blog, creativity777.com, that actually has a picture of my Earth Angel wife on her wedding day, and she blessed me for 35 and a half years until she passed in January 2007, and she taught me the lesson we're all here to learn of unconditional love. And my big mission and vision is to bring spirituality into global economics and combine it with unconditional love, making everything transparent, ethical, legal, and moral, and to show people that we all have unlimited creativity and that I'm now to create a whole new paradigm for our future. Since the beginning, it's been all control, conquer, and divide. But if we come to that place of unconditional love, we can collaborate and just make things beautiful with love.
Well, I love that, Hugh. I know that you and I have had a chance to speak. I would, you know, everybody check out the blog. He's a beautiful man on a big mission. Thanks so much for calling tonight.
Thank you very much. And as I get off, too, I love to empower women. And just to get their attention, I came across a saying a while back, and I use it, and it really works. And it's, women have to save the Earth because it's the only planet in the universe that has chocolate.
Well, thank you for that, dear. Many blessings. You have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, that was Hugh, and quite a delightful man. I have had a chance to speak to him, so I'm happy that he brought his energy to the show. Well, you know, this goes by too quickly, guys. In September, we'll be moving to an hour, as people have requested, so I'll get working on some material for those shows. I want to thank you all for listening to the Angel Connection this evening. As always, it's my pleasure to share some time with each of you. You've been listening to my show, and I want you to be sure to tune in to next week's show, where I'll be talking about life's balancing act. I think we can all take some pointers on how to balance our own needs with the needs of others in our life. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. I love all of you. Take care and allow this week, and many blessings for all of you.